Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, if you're in the UK, which the majority of you are, we've had some lovely weather and pretty rare for us. We've had it quite consistently recently. I hope you managed to get outside, enjoy some downtime. And for those of you who are more productive in the summer, the days are longer, it's warmer, brighter. This is your time to shine. You know, some people throughout the year get a lot more done when it's the summer months, and some get less done in the winter months. If this is you, you really need to be focused right now. You need to be on your game plan. You've got a good few months of solid work ahead. So don't get to the end of the summer months and think, damn, you know, it was my productive time, but I didn't use it wisely enough. And hopefully today's podcast is going to help you, because episode number 54 is called Where Could You Be? And this is something that I have said to myself many times over the years. Where could I be, or where could you be, if you applied everything that you learned? I want you to stop for a second there and think, wow. You know, here's a few things to think about. There's two different types of people. There's the type of person that says, or you could say, where could I be if I studied more, if I read more, if I traveled the world more, if I went out and spoke to more people? And then on the flip side of it, there's where could I be if everything that I learned along the way, every country that I've traveled to study in, every book that I've read, what could be if I'd applied all that information? So it's interesting to think here, you know, this podcast is going to hit both ends of the spectrum. You know, if you study a hell of a great deal and you're going, ha, you know, where could you be, those ones of you who don't study and you don't travel? But hey, I'm going to stop you in your tracks. You might have a very, very impressive list of education. You may have a very impressive list with flights and air miles and people that you've consulted with, but what have you got to show for it? You know, I'm not talking about cars and houses and wealth and, you know, a huge big business. Even right down to your results, your programming, your nutrition, you as a person. What's happened to your life as a result of everything that you've learned? You see, there's a lot of people that are book smart, but they don't do anything with it. There's a lot of people that have done courses and degrees, but done nothing with it. So I'm going to challenge you today and say, you know, turn around to your bookshelf at home. You know, I'm in my office right now and I can turn around and I can have a look at the bookshelf and I can say to myself, you know, can I pull one of the books out of there and hands on heart say, you know, good chunks of that, good parts of the chapters that I've ticked off in there, or where there's highlighter marks, I've actioned that. Now, it's very, very good task to go back over these things. This is why going back on courses is very, very important, because there's things that you learned back then that you wouldn't have applied because it didn't really matter to you back then. But if it did matter to you, and before you went on your course and before you read a book, you think, okay, I'm going to read this book with this outcome in mind. I'm going to go on this seminar with this outcome in mind. I'm going to book this call with my mentor with this outcome in mind. As opposed to, I'm going to do a course, I'm going to read a book, and I don't really have anything to show for it. I'm not really applying it to my business. You see, I talk to trainers very, very regularly, especially with the guys that, and girls that I mentor all over the world. And I'll say, you know, send me your programs, send me your diets. You know, let's look at your business, let's look at your marketing, let's look at your sales strategies. and it's non-existent. Nothing's really changed for years, months. And I said, well, when you filled in the form to me about what you studied, where you traveled, and what you're most interested in, the list is endless. So where could you be right now if you had applied all that? And let's just flip it on the other side. Those of you who, I know, guys, there's a lot of you that are in your own little worlds, and you rely on the podcast to help you. And I'm glad you do, because you message me and you tell me. And I've said this before, personal training is a very lonely world. We train people and we spend a lot of time on our own. And if you enjoy training a lot and eating great food and healthy food, maybe you don't go out a lot and socialize a lot, and it can be very lonely. And if I can be a source of help for you with the podcast, that makes me feel very happy. That makes me feel very fulfilled. But there are those of you right now that aren't studying. You're not getting out there. You're not learning. You're not going on courses. You're not putting yourself out of your comfort zone. Where could you be right now if you had applied yourself better? If you'd taken just a bit of information that you've been shared by anybody, books, whatever, and you'd applied it. And I'm just going to challenge you. I'm just going to keep going at you here today and challenge that to you. And if it really does hit a nerve and you think, do you know what? He's right. I'm going to get a few of the books that I have told myself I've read and just go through some of the chapters and say to myself, have I applied them? Why not? And if you haven't been on seminars and courses, it's not just about being on courses, going out, doing things, traveling, getting out and finding information. You see, low self-confidence is all to do with lack of information and lack of application. Because the way to improve self-confidence is to do things that are going to increase self-confidence. So your business is going to grow if you're going to get better results. And if you apply the knowledge you learn, your clients will get better. If you get better results, your confidence will grow, your business will grow, and you'll get more clients. And so everything's in this massive, great circle or web. And that's why very early on in my career, I said to myself, where could you be if you got to the end of this 4 or 5 day seminar or this book that you've read? And if you actually applied this to all the avenues of your business, could things develop better? And if you get anything from this podcast today, it's that question to yourself. It's that question to ask yourself every day. I want you to pick up books. I want you to book seminars. I want you to hire mentors. I want you to travel the world, do whatever. But don't do it mindlessly. Don't do it just to collect more information. You've got to turn that information into application. And so stop and say to yourself, where do I want to be? And then you've got, where could I be? Two things that will absolutely transform your business. If you look at it like this, sales courses, or even online, or even a podcast you've listened to, there are always gems of information. So I want you to do something. Whatever you're reading right now, you've got to put bullet points down in a pad, on your phone, whatever it may be. I even want you to go over the last book that you've read and just stop for a minute. Have an hour to yourself and go, what did I learn from that book that is going to be hugely impactful in my business? And then I want you to write a list, 10 things, 15 things, 20 things. When you do podcasts, when you're going through them, I've got notes on my phone of key points. Now, if it's just information, that's fine. Just information that's either empowering to you or motivating to you. But if it's actual valuable information that you could apply to your business that would make a difference and help you step closer to your goal, it needs applying. So rather than going to get another book, rather than going and booking another course straight away, you've got to take that information and apply it. I remember coming off a seminar with the Poliquin Institute back in the day. I think it was level 2. And somebody said to me, when are you booking level 3? And I said, when I've applied level 2. And then when I'd applied level 2 and it had made a big difference to my business, I was in a different place. And then I looked at level 3 and said, when is the most appropriate time to do level 3? You know, I speak to a lot of trainers that have done our practical camps, practical weekends, and the application of their coaching craft. This doesn't take 5 minutes to getting better at coaching on the gym floor. It takes months and months and years. The coaching eye takes a long time to develop. But you've got to know that you're going back in the first 2 to 3 months, you're applying it, and then you've got actual measures within your business that are changing as a result of the information that you're applying. If you don't have measures, you don't have anything to track, how do you know if your business is actually making any progress? So I would always go from a course, from a book, from a podcast, apply everything, look at where it's most applicable for my business and say, right, that's what I'm going to put in place. Now I'm going to track it. I'm going to take away what was useless and maintain and add in more of what's useful and keep tracking and testing it. Because I guarantee you this, guys, I have been able to progress in the fitness industry because I've applied. I can look at my accounts and know that's a result of studying accounts better and having people come in to teach me and putting them into my systems. I can have a look at my website and my sales pages and my products that I've built, and I can see. Do you know what's funny? I was only looking over an old ebook the other day and I looked at it and went, wow, how far have I come since I wrote that first one? How diligent am I with the design of everything that I put out, right through to the new 5-stage sales that's coming out very soon? I'm very, very proud of it. It shows how much I've learnt and how much I've applied from everything that I've studied from different people and different mentors. So I want you to look at your programs and say, when was it last time you updated how you wrote them? Are they actually good enough? Do you actually know more information about those programs? You've just been too lazy to apply it. Same thing with your nutrition. Are you doing it the same way? Regardless of knowing more about nutrition, are you giving your clients as much as you could potentially give them? When it comes to your business, your marketing, have you read books on Instagram and Facebook marketing? Have you read or watched videos on how to sell personal training face-to-face in the gym better? But you're sitting there moaning about your sales figures and your marketing figures because you've just not applied yourself. So I want to leave you with this podcast. Where could you be in 6 months' time if you applied the last 6 months' worth of knowledge to your business within the next 2 to 3 weeks? It'll take a lot of work. You know, for example, if someone's told you that as a personal trainer, you need a website, why have you not built one? Where are you placing your money? And more important is to go on holiday? No, a website's more important. Long game. Think the long game. Oh, I need to book a course. I've got to go on holiday. Long game. Because everything that you're about to do right now will affect where you're going to be in 10, 15, 20 years' time. Everything that you put off are short-term wins. You're looking for big wins, long-term wins, setting yourself up for the future. So you don't want to be 10 years down the line and say, where could I have been if? Guys, I'm 41 this year, and I'm pretty sure there aren't going to be that many 41-year-olds listening to the podcast. If there is, I hope I'm helping you. But if you're in your 20s, I'm sharing these podcasts, I'm sitting here recording them for you, for free, to help you, and I'm not lying. You will get to 35, 40 years old. If you haven't applied yourself, you will say, where could I have been if I did this? And plus, I'll tell you this, if you spend a lot of time with average people, and you're in pursuit of excellence, you've got to move, you've got to change, you've got to get better people, get better friends, get better networks. I mean that. Because your friends aren't going to be challenging you about what's next. Where could you be? They'll see you on a course and they will tell you you're amazing. If you're the best trainer in your gym, everybody will be learning from you. But they'll be learning from you based on what you know and what you're applying and what your interpretation is of that information. So just remember, where could you be if you had applied? Don't get to that stage. Take everything that you're learning each and every day. Don't overload yourself. Don't try 5 books at a time. Don't try and go on 3 courses in a month. Take one bit, apply it to your business. Track it, test it, record it, tweak it. Take away what's useless. Continue with what's useful and producing your results and helping you progress. So guys, I hope you found today's podcast helpful. As always, it's my pleasure and passion to share with you my experiences, where I've been. And I don't want you to get 10, 15 years down your career and think, where could I have been if I had applied myself in a different way? And I want you to listen to this podcast over and over again, which is why it's not too long. So that it can actually be something that you come back over and go, right, Mark talked about where could I be? And I'm going to just remind myself what that was. And I'm going to sit down and go through my books, make notes, and be more diligent with how I run my business, how I work with my coaching clients, and how I progress my reputation and knowledge in the fitness industry. So guys, I hope this has helped. I really hope you apply everything I've talked about, and I shall speak to you all soon. Take care, guys.